problems. You know, this week, I talked about a little bit in my classes with some of my students and just reminded of the spectrum of experience when it comes to Mother's Day and mom and motherhood. Like, you may hear the word Mother's Day or the phrase Mother's Day and feel like a wave of sadness because your mom's gone, or you had a really bad mom experience, or you aspire to be a mom and hope to, and as of now, the Lord's not allowed that to be the case. You might have an amazing mom. You might have a extra amazing, over the top, a little intense mom that's amazing in her own special way. You have moms all over the board. Because here's the problem slash awesome piece of what mom's about. Moms are people, they're human, and they're flawed, and they're imperfect. And Mother's Day is a fun day to stop and honor moms, to express our appreciation and our gratitude, to celebrate, and to be thankful. But let's be super honest. Even if you had the best mom ever, and I'll be honest, I have a pretty great mom. My kids have a pretty great mom. I live with her, so I gotta say she's super great, right? But moms are not perfect people. They're just not. And there are those moments where moms have a little bit more intensity than they mean to, or maybe a little bit more stern than they hope they're coming across, or a little more, you fill in the blank, you probably experienced some of it, because moms aren't perfect. Well, it's Mother's Day, and we're not going to talk about the perfection of motherhood. Now, on Father's Day, we don't even try, right? Let's be honest, right? We're like, great shot, Dad. You hit a solid C-minus. Well done, right? But moms aspire to greatness, and they don't always leave us too disappointed. But Mother's Day is an easier time, maybe, to talk about. But I don't know what your mom experience has been, but I hope this morning that you're encouraged about a couple of things. One, that this idea of mom, this is not, I know this is going to blow your mind, but this is not some social construct that's recently come about in the human experience. The United States of America did not create motherhood and fatherhood in some wretched patriarchal system trying to fight against the hopes and dreams of gender fluid people everywhere, right? Like, the reality is this: God designed moms and dads from the very beginning. He created them male and female. A man will leave his father and mother, right, and cling to his wife. Like, these are all very simple, clear, foundational principles of humanity that God created and entrusted to us. So moms, you're a big deal, and you matter. And God designed this concept of motherhood. He also designed the concept of fatherhood. And what I hope you can appreciate is that, though imperfect, that the efforts to love of both a mom and a dad are actually, check this out, a little tiny glimpse, just a tip of the iceberg, just a little refracted light through the prism of the incredible love of our God for us. See, a dad alone, though they're amazing, let me tell you, a dad alone could not embody the full love of God and hand it to a kid and say, check out God's amazing love. Nor could a mom alone, right? It takes two people to even get a glimpse of the totality and the picture of God's incredible love. And moms, in their best moments, embody just a little glimpse of the love that God has for us. Well, I love Mother's Day, and I like cheesy, silly stuff. So I was thinking this week about moms, and I kept coming up with all these crazy C words. And maybe, you know, you're like me, and you had a lot of these on your report card, and you thought to yourself, that's why you see the C, I'm not sure. Not really, Mom. I guess I should be honest. No, I'm just kidding. Not really. All right, so C words that kind of, in my mind, just kind of say, Mom! So you might think of some. Some of these might resonate with you. Some of these might not make any sense to you. You might think of far better ones than you should be preaching this morning, like your mom told you you should years ago. Totally get that too, right? It's okay. But here's a few that just jump out at me. Like, compassion. Man, compassion. What a mom thing, right? Dads are very seldom like, hey, stop being so compassionate, you father, right? You just don't hear that a lot. Compassion, caring, concerned. Moms are amazing at, like, noticing and caring. And it's not that dads don't care. It's just that we express it a little differently, right? so that you're not really sure if we do. We need to work on that, dads, perhaps. Consider it. Man, how many times is a mom saying no to herself to say yes to her family or to her kids, you know? Thinking of others before herself. What a key mom concept. Coordinator. I've been texting, Andrew and I have been texting this week a little bit back and forth, and it's been funny because I'm like, dude, how do I even do this scheduling thing? This is amazing. Every time I try, I screw it up. So I'm like, Jamie, what do we have available? And she tells me, and then I text it wrong. I mean, it's a fun time, man. My wife is an incredible coordinator. She knows Josiah's schedule and Jed's schedule and my schedule and somewhere in there her own schedule and then the schedule of like 100 other people. And she mixes them all up, and it sort of works and makes sense. I try one schedule, and I just flush it and call it a day. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work. I'm famous for like, I started eating at the same restaurant with everybody every time I'd meet with them because I walked in one day and there were like two guys waiting to meet me at two different tables. And I was like, hey, glad you guys knew we were going to have a little joint meeting today. That was well planned by you. So anyways, coordination is something I think of. That is a mom powerhouse skill right there. Coaching, huh? Maybe not in the athletic field, but in the field of life. If you have a mom, you have a life coach. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, right? Hey, mom, how should I? Hey, mom, what should I? Hey, mom, what do you think about, right? Correcting, yeah. Yeah, I've been corrected a time or two by my mother. Crazy awesome. That's supposed to be awesome up there, just in case you were like, found one that I resonate with, mom. Don't do it. How about choreographer? The dance of life, right? Holy cow, your mother probably is controlling the choreography. I like that. That's good. How about cozy or maybe calm, maybe clever, maybe charming? Those are nice words. Communicator. Maybe if it wasn't for mom, nobody would know what's going on. Dad's the strong, silent type. Connector. Is mom the glue that holds the family together and makes sure everybody's talking to each other and staying connected? Maybe your mom's cheerful. Maybe she's just straight up cool, right? Put that in for you, mom, just for the record. All right, a lot of C words. Well, I want to take a second here and unpack just a couple of these because I thought a 21-point sermon was not a good idea on Mother's Day. But let me grab three that I think are worth taking a second and thinking about as you think about maybe your own mom, maybe you think about what motherhood looks like for you, but more than anything that you stop and you think about who our God is and what it is that he wants to communicate to us about his love for us through these concepts we see in motherhood. This word compassion, used a few C words already, like, in theory I did. Yeah, caring and concerned, you saw those earlier. Also maybe comforting. I don't know what this is about, but like, there's this cool thing that happens with little kids. And I was watching Josh and Eli this week. It's pretty entertaining. And Eli reminds me of Jed, who we were talking about last night. Jed learned the world through his forehead. You know what I mean? That's just how he was wired. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to feel it, man. I just feel it, right? Right? Well, I was watching your son, like, crash into things, and you'd be like, going to learn a good lesson there, son. You know, that kind of stuff, right? But when a kid gets hurt, what do they cry out for? Who? Mommy, right? Always. It doesn't even matter if daddy was like a neurosurgeon, right? They're calling for mommy, mommy. I don't know how many times. Like when my kids fell down, Scott Phillips taught me long ago, you just tell them to rub some dirt on it and be a man, right? And the little two-year-old's like, yeah, be a man, dad. And then mom's like, oh. Have you ever been in a small group where a little kid gets hurt? Have you done this? We do small group at our house and we'd have these little kids, right? And some little kid come running into the room, face plant, you know, right on the hardwood floor, and look up, and all the dads are like, way to go, and the kid's like, and then all the moms in unison do what? Right, and then the tears and the sobbing, oh, you have no idea what I've been through, mom, right? But we go to mom for comfort, don't we? Man, yeah, you guys know it. Gentle, tender, merciful, kind. These are attributes that are not universal in motherhood. You might not have had a mom who embodied any of this. And I'm not saying that you have to have had that to have any idea what God's love is like. But in its best moments, the caring, compassionate love of a mom is a beautiful picture of one aspect of what love is about. Thessalonians, Paul and his companions say, although we could have thrown our weight around as Christ's apostles, instead we were gentle with you, like a nursing mother caring for her own child. This picture of comforting and caring and compassionate nurturing is it's a mom attribute in its best moments, for sure. Scripture says in Isaiah, as a mother comforts her child, God says, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. God says, just like a dad comforts his child, no, just like a mom comforts her child, I will, oh, Jerusalem, and people of Jerusalem, I will comfort you. In Isaiah 49, he says, can a woman forget the nursing child? Does she have no compassion for the son of her womb? Can a mom forget her own little baby? I mean, Haley, you still remember that Zane guy? Good? Still got him? Oh, perfect, perfect. Right? Kind of hard to forget because they're loud and they remind you that they're here. That's not only it, right? But even over time, can a mom forget the little baby that she nursed and that she cared for? Even if she could, God says, I won't forget you. I won't forget you. Here's what you have to understand about the compassion of our God. He loves you like a mom in her best moments is compassionate and caring and tender and gentle and kind. His kindness leads us to repentance. His loving kindness, his gentleness. God could just wipe us out and probably should sometimes, but he chooses not to. I don't know how many times I've watched a mom who, if, you know, in my dad moments, I'm like, I about had enough with this turkey. It's time for some serious stuff to go down. And that mom moment of like, come here, let mommy hold you a minute, right? While daddy stews and counts to 1,000. Right? There's just this beauty of our God's patient, kind, gentle love that we see embodied in the best moments of motherhood. But it's not just so we can experience it in a short term in this life, but so that we might know the comfort and love and compassion of our God. This other word, correcting. I don't want to brag about this, but my mom was pretty good at correcting her kids. I just want you to know. I did have that dreaded, she was good, but I had that dreaded phrase like, wait till your father gets home, right? You guys, anybody ever experienced that? Like, yeah, you guys are all too scared to even raise your hands. I see it in your eyes. I get you, right? Right? We did enjoy a good, you know, when mom was spanking, she'd choke the belt up to about an inch, you know, and try not to, you know, dad wasn't as worried about that. I don't know, that was weird. But this word correcting is really a picture of teaching, of training, of instructing, even rebuking a little bit. Moms who love their kids teach and train and instruct and correct and discipline and rebuke. Scripture says to us, a child without discipline is a child without love. Think about this all the time, and we have fun conversations now, me and some of these guys in high school who are talking about, man, their parents and the rules, and we have some neat talks about what love really looks like, you know? Like if you have a kid, if Eli says, hey man, I wanna go sit on the road, dad, and play on that cool yellow line out there on Kerrigan, it looks fun. If you love your kid, you tell him what? No. No, right? No. You don't just let them do whatever they want to do. And if they make choices that are dangerous or bad for them, you give them consequences and discipline so that they learn what? How fun that is? No. So they learn not to do the things that lead to destruction in their life. That's something we call love. Consequences are loving. Now, you can get them out of hand, right? You can, in your anger, correct and instruct and rebuke and get to a place where you're doing things that are maybe a little bit too intense. But we can also go the other direction and allow our kids to do whatever we want to do, or whatever they want to do, and make them into our best little buddies and friends who just eat ice cream all the time, have tummy aches, and don't listen to anybody. And those people fill up our prisons like crazy, right? Later on when they're adults. Instruction, discipline, very important part of what it means to love your kids. And moms have a great ability to train and to teach and to nurture and to correct and at times rebuke. And that's an important picture of a good mom and a little picture of who our Heavenly Father is. Proverbs says, hear my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. It's a cool picture. They'll be like a garland on your head and a pendant on your neck. They will adorn you with beauty and grace and significance in your life if you will listen. Most of the time, we're too rebellious and too independent and too ornery or too proud to take instruction or to heed instruction or to appreciate instruction. Here's the deal. Young people, what's going to happen is you're going to go to college, get a job, do life, and about 10 years out of the house, you're going to have this moment where you're going to be like, oh, my parents were right, and I can never tell them, ever. They knew what they were talking about. They actually loved me, and they weren't trying to destroy my life. They were actually trying to help me. They can never know, right? That's what it's going to be. I feel you. Don't forsake your mother's teaching and training and instruction. It was for a purpose, for your benefit, not for hers. Got to throw this up, right? Every Mother's Day and every day you're with your kids, train up a child the way you should go. It's a promise of the Lord. When you train and you instruct and you correct and you rebuke in the direction and the path that they ought to go, when they're old, man, those things stay rooted in them and they remember them. And sometimes they wander from that path a little bit. But man, God continues through the power of the Holy Spirit to draw back and to draw back. So we got to make that investment as we parent moms. Her mouth is full of wisdom. Kindly teaching is on her tongue. That's a great one, moms. Maybe just to hang on to that as like an aspiration. Because in fairness, there's a few times every once in a while where mom's mouth isn't as full of wisdom as it is frustration. And perhaps the kindly teaching has morphed into sort of the I'm about to strangle you teaching, which is a little bit less than what this scripture paints a picture of. Flawed people, imperfect people, hard to do when you're pulling out your hair, something's boiling over, and your husband's like, hey, why are you having a tough day? Get in here and help, dude. Come on, right? Let's go. I understand that situation from personal experience. So her mouth is full of wisdom, and her teaching is kindly. The Lord, scripture says, disciplines the one he loves, punishes everyone he accepts as sons. Here's the picture. The discipline, the teaching, the training, the equipping, right? These are things, the correction, the correcting, it's love. And it's not just a mom being a mom doing a mom thing. It's a mom embodying the kind of love God has for us. When we look at these concepts, these aren't just mom principles. These are God principles. God loves us. He teaches. He instructs. He trains. He equips. He rebukes. He disciplines. All because he loves. Because he loves. Just like mom. Correcting, compassion. And then I thought this one was kind of fun. Controlling. And I know what you're thinking, like, there's nothing good about this. I hear you. That's how I felt too. Until my wife said, you have to use that. And I was like, yes, ma'am. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't even know I was going to do that. Just made that up to get in trouble on Mother's Day. Sorry. Controlling paints this kind of cool picture. In charge, knows what to do. Mom's got this, right? Maybe even mom's unshaken. Check this out. Think back to all the times you wanted to do anything, or you had a question about anything, or you thought to yourself, this might be an awesome idea, or what if I could possibly pull this off? Who'd you usually talk to? Who'd you usually kind of run it by or kind of toss it out there just to get her opinion? Probably mom. And why? Because you know, man. Moms know what to do. They got this. They're in charge. They're controlling the situation. They've got stuff under control, and they're directing the ship, and they're running things, and they're marching ahead. Now, imperfect, I get it, flawed for sure, but in its best moments, moms are executing a plan to get you all the way to 18 alive, right? They got a plan, right? And it's happening. It's happening. I love this passage. Jesus says, when he's coming in for the triumphal entry, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets, stone those sent you. How often I've longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wing. But you weren't willing." This passage gets used over and over and over again to demonstrate this compassionate love of a mother hen bringing those little chicks under her wing. And it's a beautiful picture. And I wouldn't argue with you at all that it's compassion and it's caring and it's protection. But don't make any mistake, guys. I almost said turkeys, but that feels wrong right here in this illustration with the chickens. Don't make any mistake. This mother hen's under control. You know what I'm saying? She knows what's going on. She's got this. She's like, get in here. Everybody, now, under my wing. Let's go. You're not under the wing. You got some trouble, right? She is gathering those chicks. She is pulling things together. She is making it happen. And stuff is going to be lined up and accomplished because this mother hen is taking control of the situation. Get in here right now. We've all heard that from our mom. Right? Now, I'm not trying to say, moms, you can just be bossy all the time. You're not bossy. You just know what we're supposed to be doing. And that's okay. Right? Saw that on a magnet somewhere. I thought that was pretty good. You're not bossy. You just know what we should be doing. They're not wrong. Moms know stuff, right? But these moms, they are controlling the environment. They're trying to direct and bring things to where they need to be. They're organizing their crazy brood of little feathery chickens, and they're working things together to accomplish purpose, whether that's protection, safety, movement, whatever it is. It's kind of a cool picture, right? Strength and honor are her clothing. She's confident, I love that word, confident about the future. Great things to aspire here to. Her mouth full of wisdom, kindly teaching on her tongue. I remember that a minute ago. Sneaky to bring that one back on you. Mom has a sense of purpose and direction and control. Not like she's in control of everything and controls everything, every variable, every situation, every circumstance. But when we feel out of control, we lean into mom, because mom, she knows what to do. She's in charge. She's got this. Think back. It's there. It's there. The Lord himself, scripture says, goes before you. He'll be with you. He'll never leave you, forsake you. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Remember last week, guys, we talked about, in two very manly weeks in a row, that was kind of awkward, but we talked about the word encourage, right? And to encourage someone is to literally put courage into them. But that word discourage is literally to take courage out of them. And God has called moms and dads to be encouragers. We're putting courage into our children. We're putting courage into others. That's who our God is. He is in control. He is compassionate. He is correcting for him. He's got this. He's got you. And if we'll lean into him, man, it's going to be okay. Whatever we have to navigate, it's going to be okay. But if we run out from underneath his wings, and if we ignore his correction, and we push away his compassion, we put ourselves in a world of hurt, in a really negative place. That's just a picture. Tiny picture, some of the aspects and attributes of the love our God has for us. And your mom, in her best moments, innately, because God built it into who she is, in her best moments, hoped to be able to live those things out well. And maybe you didn't experience that. And if you didn't, I am sorry. And God's sorry, because his design is for you to see this kind of love. And know that that's how your Heavenly Father feels about you. Well, some of you may be sitting here today and all of a sudden it hits you. And it's taken up until right now. It's taken this long. It's Mother's Day. So I'm going to hook you up with a last minute Mother's Day gift giving idea here really quick before we leave. Because I want you to understand some of God's amazing love for you and the beautiful gift that moms are to us. But I don't want you to leave here without thinking, oh no, I probably should do something for Mother's Day. So this is maybe just a cop-out, cheap, easy thing to do. But if you haven't bought anything yet and you haven't purchased anything, we're going to be selling some White Rock merch. No, I'm just kidding. That's totally not the case. Totally should have done that. That would have been brilliant. I want to challenge you to take a shot at this. Your mom may not be around anymore. You may not be in communication with your mom. And that may be a reality. And if that's the case, this may not be something you can do. But your mom may still be accessible to you. And I want to challenge you to offer this gift from what God calls us to do as children, to honor your mother, to find a way today to express gratitude, thankfulness, appreciation, not for maybe what she even did, but maybe what she strived to do, and maybe just for who she was present in your life in whatever capacity she was able to be so. And maybe you had a stepmom. I mean, everybody had a mom, right? It's kind of hard to get here without it. But maybe from the very beginning, you didn't have your biological mom in the picture. But maybe there's somebody who filled that space for you who is worth some honor and appreciation today that you might find a way just to express that. Moms hold on to words. Mary treasured all these things in her heart, Scripture says. I would challenge you to maybe say a few words to your mom about what she's meant to you as a way to honor her. John says this. He says, "There is no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." If your mom loves Jesus, has followed Jesus, you know the best thing you could do for your mom today is say, "Hey, mom, following Jesus too, just like you." There you go, man. No flowers, no dinner. You saved like $70 right here. So now you can buy that White Rock merch. But the reality is, man, moms, they love you, they care about you, and we ought to express some gratitude to them. In fact, I think God said we're supposed to honor our father and mother. Like, hey, he even put it in one of those list of 10 things we're supposed to do. What do you call those? Commandments, right? So find a way to express honor to your mom. Figure it out. Be creative. Do your best. Mom will appreciate it. And know this, no matter what your motherhood dynamic is in your world, there's a Heavenly Father who embodies the fullness of what a dad brings to the table, what a mom brings to the table in his incredible love for you. And you are treasured, and he wants to love, care. He's concerned for you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to teach and train, right? And bring you along to a place of growth. And he's got control. And he is someone you can lean into and trust no matter what comes. He's an incredible father and embodies the incredible love of a mother because he made them both for us to know his love for us. Father, thank you so much for your incredible love. Thank you for the moms in this place. Thank you for what they've tried to do to love us the best that they could. And Lord, I pray that everybody who's hearing this today, Lord, that their hearts would be encouraged. You're the God of comfort. You're not the God who came to critique people today. You came to comfort and to draw. And Lord, I pray that for moms who maybe feel like they didn't measure up, can't measure up, aren't measuring up, would you just wash over them with a sense of peace and comfort, reminding them that you're on the journey with them, that you'll give them wisdom and strength as they lean into you. Lord, all of us have fallen short, everyone. There's nobody perfect. And Lord, for people who aspire to be moms and it's not worked, or they have a mom that's missing in their life, Lord, I pray you would be the comfort in that space as well, and the encouragement. This is not the only definition of value and purpose in life. It's an aspect that you've created that's beautiful and wonderful, and we honor it today. But would you be near to those who are brokenhearted too? And Father, for those of us who have a chance to communicate some honor to our mom, pray you'd help us to be able to do that in a way that builds up and encourages. That's just a tiny way of saying thank you. And most of all, Lord, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for an awesome church family and a chance to gather in this place to worship you and to open up your word a little bit and to dig into some of these truths. And I pray you'd help us to walk them out in awesome ways this week. And give all the moms an amazing Mother's Day. In Jesus' name, amen.